25 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday public holiday morning, my beloved wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar, and of course my beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, who start today is the 15th of Dhulqa'dah 1443. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Zulqa'dah 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Today we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and messengers, and verses 15, 16 and 17. All those people who have anti-Islam, anti-Muslim sentiments, and they continue with it, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has a powerful message for them. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ. Hence they will continue with their claim and with their propaganda and with their anti-Islam sentiments. حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ. So much so we will make them. We will make them. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping His Majesty, authority and sovereignty. Hence, we will make them hasidan khamidin. You need to understand these two words properly. Hasida means when you have your grass, you have your farm, your orchard, and then you mow it, and then you clean it up. So then there's hardly anything left. So Almighty Allah will mow them to the ground and they will be decimated, annihilated. Khamidin. Khamidin means when you have a fire and then it is extinguished and then you see the smoldering ash there. So Almighty Allah will burn them. Almighty Allah will destroy them. And then they are continuation there in Jahannam, in the hellfire. So that is what awaits them. And those are the consequences and ramifications. Allah protect us all. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ. And we have not created the heavens and the earth, the entire universe. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. And whatever is in between the atmosphere, لَاعِبِينَ. As a joke, as a playing thing. Nay, this is serious business. You should wonder, ponder, reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah. Then you will understand the majesty, grandeur of Almighty Allah. If we look at the skies, we look at the stars, the moon, the sun, the clouds. So all this, who is controlling all this? So how majestic He must be. Beyond our perception, comprehension, that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Low, hypothetically, for argument's sake, aradna, If we intended, if we wished and decreed, that is Almighty Allah. So say, لو أردنا, if we decreed, hypothetically, أن نتخذ لهوا, that we make this a place of sports and entertainment and fooling around, لاتخذناه من لدنا, then we should have made it from our side, we should have informed you and told you, إن كنا فاعلين, but we will not be doing that. Meaning that, Allah created this universe for your benefit, O human being, O masterpiece, and created you so that you worship and recognize Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is the message of Islam for all times, all places, and all circumstances. Let's give you some worldly news. You see, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel now have a siege, a blockade on the people of Gaza, or what you call Gaza. Islam, we call it Gaza. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-grandfather Hashim is buried there. And you must remember Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born there in the year 150 in Gaza. So the blockade and the siege continues. 15 years have passed. So one side is the Nazi regime with the Nazi tactics, Israel, the rogue regime. But who is the other criminal, the other murtad? He is the authority and the leader of Egypt. So these are the haramis. These are the bees with a big B and a capital B. Imagine that causing harm deliberately to the people, children in Gaza. Yesterday, the Human Rights Organization released a report and said that the bedwetting and cannot sleep properly and the trauma the children have experienced because of the wars of the apartheid regime of Israel and the blockade of Egypt. Shame on you, Egypt. You think you are bootlicking Israel and bootlicking America. Your human rights, everybody knows, who are independent and not aligned to anybody. What you are doing to the Ikhwan and the Muslim Brotherhood. So they will pay a price. Remember, they come from the land of the Pharaoh. So they're following that tactics, and that is what will happen to them. Humiliated in this world and dispatched to Jahannam in the year after, unless they repent sincerely, then it's a different issue. Again, these two criminals, Egypt and the rogue regime of Israel, now they're cutting deals. They are going to supply gas to Europe and so forth. And why? They say we have to marginalize Russia. Russia is holding the Trump card, not by Donald Trump. So remember that they have the gas, they have the oil, they have the equipment for space and what have you. So these two big countries, that is Israel, the rogue regime, and the little poodle, and that is Egypt, remember that they want to marginalize. So Putin is watching all this. So already they summoned, you must remember, the Israeli ambassador and asked them that why did Israel attack the Damascus International Airport? So we hope very soon, inshallah, it can happen that Israel must just make one move, wrong move, and then Russia and Israel, and then you will see what happens. So we hope and pray that can happen also. America is catching a good hiding, if you know what's happening, that Biden is saying we're going to give them more and more arms, but on the other side, the defense analysts, the political analysts are saying that America might not have enough arms for itself as well. So you can see that they are totally losing. And remember, Ukraine, they wanted to use it as a launching pad against Russia, and they wanted to make it that. Russia says, no, we're not stopping there, because we are going to create again the greater Russia. Putin, you put them in the right place. You're a harami, Putin, that we know. But in this case, you're a good harami. One harami take care of the other haramis. And you don't know what harami means. It means a B, with a big capital B. So that is where we are nowadays. Cry, our beloved country. And now you see, I was in Darul Zakaria last night, 30 hours, 34 hours or so, 36 hours now maybe or more. That no electricity there. Can you imagine now? How can the country function? Who are the people who are left foreign investment when you can't even get your ESCOM, you can't even get your electricity right and so forth? A shame and a disgrace. So I told somebody yesterday, 1994, ANC came into power. 2024 will be our next elections. Then they will die and die a natural death. Age 30 and destroyed South Africa worse than the apartheid regime. Apartheid regime was a crime against humanity. But remember what these people did. They enriched themselves and destroyed the country. Allah have mercy on us. What a beautiful country, but nothing seems to function. And that function, you must pay something. The corruption is so rife and rampant. Wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. We complain to you, Ya Allah, is because of our vices and our sins. Have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Whilst you, Ya Allah, are the most merciful one to show mercy. We have wonderful programs for you today, inshallah Aziz. 8:30 to 9 in the interview with Mona Zahid Khan, we have Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. He will tell you regarding the latest of Hajj and so forth. I'll come back to that just now. Then between 10 and 11, those of you who know Urdu language, you must listen to it. 10 to 11 today, Hazrat Muqari Hanif Multani, who is blind, you know, he passed away. So Qari Hanif Multani, Pakistan, will speak about the people who defended the honor and namus of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Sultan Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah, Ghazi al-Muddin and so forth. So how they gave their lives, you must remember, in the defense and honor of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So listen to it between 10 and 11 to 12, Mona Zahid Khan and myself, inshallah, will be discussing Qurbani in our fiqh lesson. 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. So we should be reading abundant Durood Sharif Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday we received the call from UK, from Leicester, to be specific, you know. And speaking of UK, Boris Johnson and all of them must hang their heads in shame. So again, they're practicing apartheid. That they see, say, the illegal migrants who come to Britain, you send them to Rwanda. This is the white man's mentality, remember that. Not all, but majority of them. They're racist, you must remember. So human trafficking will go on. You don't want them, dump them here in Africa, bribe the authorities here and the prime minister's president, and say, we are very good as far as human rights go. We are lily white. The shame and disgrace upon you, Johnson. Very soon, you're going to be kicked out. You know that. Okay. So I received this call, we received this call yesterday from the UK, Leicester, that they made a deal with their agent to go for Hajj, $5,000, $6,000, depending which package you want. Suddenly Saudi Arabia wakes up from its slumber and says, for you in Britain, you in Europe, you in America, you no more deal with your agents, and now you must deal directly with us. This is the app Mutawif. And now, what are the prices? $10,000, $11,000, $12,000, double everything. Thing, and you're not even sure whether you will be going or not, even if you pay, because it's a lottery system. If your name comes out, you go, and that you pay double the price. Shame on Saudi Arabia. You're supposed to be Khadimul Haramain. You're supposed to be making khidmat of the Hujjaj and not going and fleecing them and charging them exorbitant rates. But you see, this is the plan of the Jutlas and the Jews. They will teach teach them, kick out the middleman, and you can make all the money. So when the Muslim and the Arabs bootleg America, Israel, Europe, and so forth, humiliation upon humiliation, but we continue making dua. Almighty Allah protects the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Was that last week we had a small walima and called only the elders but informed all the family about the nikah? So now we hear now some families are feeling bad that they were not invited. It's very difficult to please everyone. Ustaz, please advise.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In life, it will always be like that, that if you would want to please everybody, still they will not be pleased. You must remember when I was a young boy and we grew up in the African township, we used to call location. So I would come from school and then I would go straight to the hawk. H-O-K. Mm-hmm. Hawk is fowl run. You have your shop, you have your house, behind that you have the hawk, the fowl run. So I used to go there and kick it open, and my mother used to shout me, again, you're making damal and causing trouble. But I knew what to do. So we just catch the hen, we catch the mother and put inside. All the other chicks will follow inside. Come on, come on, inside you go. When you please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you please Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't worry about people. Slowly, slowly, Allah will turn their hearts towards you. So remember, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurdu in kanu mu'mineen. So you had your nikah, I hope you had it in the masjid, and then you had walima, I hope there was no intermingling and videos and what have you. Then you can call it a proper sunnah walima, and you did not invite certain members of your family, so tell them that you're not Father Christmas, you have to invite everybody. So you must not feel guilty at all. You must remember that everybody must do what it suits their pocket and so forth.
I see I've got your brother Jaden. He says, good morning to you, AK. Please tell me what is slander and backbiting. You confuse me so much by saying things against your own Muslim brothers behind their backs when they're not listening. Explain, Ustad.
Remember that backbiting, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defined it, zikruka akhaka bima yakra, that when you take the name of your brother and you mention something behind his back which he'll dislike. So in Islam, my brother Jaden, when people commit crimes and they continuously do that, then Islam says you must name them and you must shame them. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was one of the greatest jurors. He was born in 80. He passed away in 150. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, that I went to all four of the great imams and scholars of Islam. Imam Abu Hanifa buried in Iraq. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal buried in Iraq. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah in Egypt. And Imam Malik rahimahullah in Medina Munawwara. So one day Imam Abu Hanifa, he addresses his student Imam Abu Yusuf, who's also buried there in Iraq. We went to his Qabr Mubarak as well. So he addressed him and said, listen, when it comes to matters of deen and religion, and people go and do wrong all the time, and now they are making it habitual, then it's your duty. You must name them and shame them, so the public and the masses must not follow them. So you must remember, if you want a reference of this, open al-ashbah wa nazair. So in Islam, we are told to name and shame people when they are committing crimes that will become a liability to the ummah. So there's nothing to do with slander or backbiting, my brother. We have to speak the truth. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. The Master alayhi salam addressed Abu Zar, Ya Aba Zar, Qulila haqqa walau kana murra. Speak the truth, even though the truth is very, very bitter. So that is what we speak, my brother Jaden. Don't confuse issues and blow your fuses in the process.
Subhanallah. I see Bobby. He says, you know me, AK? Queensburg. South Africans don't stand united. How can we grow as a nation? We are oppressed by our government, yet we can't stand together to say enough is enough. Religious people supposed to stand together, but we a nation without religion. Bobby, Ustad.
Bobby, which country in the world is united? There's not a single country in the world that is united. Therefore, you have the governing party and you have the opposition. And then they will fight like cats and dogs. Or if you have kings and you have tinpot dictators, so the opposition will be lying in jail and prison and so forth. Then the underground movements will come about and so forth. So remember, that's a pipe dream, Bobby. So remember that you think unity. So among the Christian church, the leaders, the clergy cannot have unity. The Muslims, the scholars will not have unity. The rabbis will not have unity. The monks and the nuns will not have unity. The only time they have unity is when they're busy with monkey business, my brother. So you must, it's a pipe dream that if you want unity, Islam says three ingredients are vital. Watawa so bil haq. You must invite people towards the truth. But the truth, my brother Jaden, is very bitter. So Bobby, for you, go read chapter 103. It's very short, three verses. So remember, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. If you want success, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, that you must have faith and conviction, continue with the righteous deeds, with the waso bil haq, invite people to the truth. But when you invite people to the truth, then you will get a lot of, you know, people who are your opponents and enemies and adversaries. Watawaso bi sabr. So you must exercise patience, but continue with the message and mission. So the invitation must be to truth, not what the politicians of the world are doing, expediency. They will sell their soul for dollars and pounds and all that. So that's one. Two, there must be tawadu. Tawadu means humility. We don't fight for position. We are prepared to give other people preference over ourselves. So, and on the sake of truth, remember. So that is the second one. And third one, we have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for qabooliyat and acceptance. When you have these three ingredients, then you will have unity. Which country will do that? 99% will not do that. So it's a pipe dream, Bobby. Remember, pray for our country, South Africa. We all have to pray to one God only.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, that sister that posed a question yesterday, that sister Arina, the one asked about why do we pray five times a day. She's asking if she can pose another question this morning. She does not want to disturb your law. You people mustn't get tired of her. Ustad, Arina.
Yes, pose. That's why we got this program. I told you before, sister Arina, Bobby, Jaden, I love it much more when non-Muslims pose questions and we will not take any offense. You ask whatever you want to regarding Islam, whether the help and mercy and grace and benevolence of Almighty Allah, we will respond to you.
Ustad, Anonymous says there is no obedience to Allah in the disobedience to Him. So how can I serve my parents who are idol worshippers?
Remember that the question itself is wrong. Either it's a typing error or you read it wrong. That the question supposed to be this. There is no obedience to creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. That's the question. So the hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ta'ata li makhlukin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. We don't have to obey the king or the ruler or our parents or our teachers or our friend when we know we are going to trample upon the Sharia, the divine code, the teaching, instructions of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now you are a Muslim. You are a Muslimah, male or female, and your parents are non-Muslim. So Almighty Allah gave you the answer. Surah 31 and verse 15, chapter 31, verse 15, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. So you must be the one that what you must do, you must mingle, associate with them in that which is permissible, not in haram things. Your father, mother tell you, go bring wine, go bring swine. So you say, no, I'm a Muslim. But they tell you, go and buy fruit, go and buy vegetable. So you go and don't take money from them. Say, I'm a Muslim. I will show them, oh father, mother, the beauty of Islam. I will buy it with my money and I will kiss your hands and forehead. So therefore, that is what Islam is teaching us. Chapter 31 and verse 15, 1-5.
Sister Irina, she's with us again. She says, okay, sir, thank you so much. God does not sleep. I may not be a Muslim, but the hurt I feel inside for the Muslims of India and Palestine, I feel like destroying the wrongdoers. Sir, I pray for all Muslims around the world, whoever is in difficulties, may God Almighty protect each and everyone against oppression. My name is Arena Ustad.
Thank you, Sister Arena. Thank you for coming to the arena of Islam. So remember this. This is exactly what the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Let me explain to you certain things, Sister Arena, so you will have a better insight and you will able to reflect better. You see, we have Quran Kareem, the glorious Quran. For you, my sister, you should go on Google, and it is available. It's called Quran Made Easy. And you will see the person's name there, Mufti Afzal Hussain, M-U-F-T-I, Afzal, A-F-Z-A-L, M-U-F-T-I. Then the second, Afzal, A-F-T-Z-A-L, Hussein, H-O-O-S-E-N. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdausil A'la, higher stages in paradise. So it's in two volumes. So you should read that. It's 6,236 verses. And it is in 114 chapters. The direct speech of Almighty Allah. Millions of us have memorized it in the original language, Arabic. There's no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Then the elaboration. Explanation of it and elaboration is by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the books of Ahadith, Hadith, Sunnah, and the greatest and most authentic book is Bukhari Sharif. Now in Bukhari it is mentioned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha din bi rajul al-fajir wa bi rajul al-fasiq. Verily Almighty Allah jalla wala will assist this deen through people who are non-Muslims also sometimes. So you are not a Muslim, you are not a Muslimah, but you can see the two apartheid regimes, one India with Modi and the other one with Bennett and Netanyahu and all of them. So the BJP, remember the haramis. You can see what they are doing to the Muslim. Harami means B with a capital B. You can see they just go demolish the Muslim home. They go and destroy our mosque, and then they go and incarcerate our people. Anybody can go and lynch a Muslim and say, no, he was eating cow and beef and so forth. So remember, this is a so-called India. That they are human rights and their democracy is not worth the paper on which is written. Democracy for who? For Hindus only. Nothing for Muslims. Muslims are third, fourth class citizens. You look at, this is from 2014 when the BJP regime came into power. You go to the rogue apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. Prior to that as well, 1948, you, my sister Arena, you should be reading about the Stern gangs. You know the Stern, they got jewelry shop? So there was a terrorist gang, Stern gang. And then the Haganah gang, they were massacring the Palestinians prior to Israel gaining independence in 1948. And then from that day onward, till today, it's a terrorist regime because occupation is terrorism. And remember that Biden also is telling them, go read yesterday's Haaretz. Every day I read the Haaretz, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. Biden and the American administration is telling them, take things easy now with the Palestinians. friends, I'm coming to visit you, and so forth. So even they know who the oppressors are, who practices apartheid, democracy, my foot, the democracy. You must remember democracy for the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists, and no democracy for the Palestinians, the Muslims, or the Christians. So they both are rogue regimes, and both are guilty of ethnic cleansing. You, Jaden, this is not slander. Thus, we need to name them, shame them, and call them out. That is our duty as people of justice and people of conscience.
I love you, Ustad. I love you. I see Edward and Delta, they say that, but you guys are afraid to take action against the government because everyone is eating from the same pot. Not even AK-47, they fear. But here in New Zealand, the law is different. You know exactly what we're talking of. Like you say, AK, straight throng too. Edward and Delta, Ustad.
Edward and Delta, your country, beautiful New Zealand. I've been there 3 times. The last time was 2015. Now, your country, when I deliver lectures there in New Zealand, I say, New Zealand, what a beautiful country. 4 million people and 40 million sheep. One man, one vote, and one man, 10 sheep. So your country is that. Now you... You, New Zealand, you, Australia, you, America, you, Britain, all of you need to go and study your history. Today, you want to show a white face. You go there, Delta and my brother Edward, go and study what your deed and your forefathers did to the Maoris there in New Zealand. I met the Maoris. I made one of them Muslim also. Second, go to Australia, go read your history and see what you did to the Aborigine and so forth. I met them as well when I was in Australia. Then go to America and go see what the monsters and the savages did in the South, what they did to the black man, what they did to the red Indians, what they did, how they murdered them and cut their limbs and kept these trophies and so forth, to present to the world, we the whites are the civilized one, and the African or the blacks or the red Indians are people uncivilized. Go to Europe and see what crimes they committed. So you don't come and tell me that about your lily white New Zealand today, when you conveniently suffer from your selective amnesia, and that is you forget your history. You must read it. I agree. Today, New Zealand doesn't have corruption, but you can't divorce and detach that from your own history, dark history. So always look at things holistically and not selectively. South Africa, we have 101 problems, million problems, but we have 60 million people here. You got 4 million, maximum 5 million people. So your analogy doesn't work, my brother. And you must remember that if you ask me, AK, where will I get more freedom? Will I get more freedom in New Zealand, or will I get more freedom in South Africa? So we will say, Viva South Africa. The way I speak here, if I speak there in New Zealand, you know what your police will do. You know what your terror, anti-terrorism squad will do. You know our mosque and all that under surveillance. So therefore, when I came thrice there to your beautiful New Zealand, we didn't require visa. Now we need visa, and there might be interview you and lot of stories. So my brother Edward, my brother Delta, I really appreciate you guys. Now you are 4 o'clock there in the afternoon. You're 10 hours ahead of us, and you're listening to me and to us. We really appreciate that. But, and you're allowed to ask any question, but when you pose a question, then it must not be a slanted question. New Zealand, the Kiwis, the All Blacks, when they play rugby, Mona Arafat, you like all these things, so you must know this. When they play rugby, then they say All Blacks. When they play soccer, then they call it All Whites. Yes. So you see, that's how they operate there. So you must remember, so we don't agree with that. You must look at things holistically and not selectively. So inshallah, Aziz, we finish now. Let me give you the announcements, inshallah. My brother Uwaisi is here already for the 6 o'clock news, and then the Fajr Adhan, and then Moana Khalid Yaqub, and then 7 7 to 9 will be Mona Zahid Khan. 8:30 to 9 for the interview. His special guest is Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. He will enlighten you regarding the Hajj and what the challenges are. Then 10 to 11, between 10 o'clock to 11, will be a wonderful, inspiring lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. He passed away, Rahimahullah. And it will be on Sultan Nuruddin Zanki, how people defended the honor and namus of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, 11 to 12, Maulana Zahid Khan and myself will be busy with the Qurbani and all the issues, the important issues. Thereafter, 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Barakallahu Fik. Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi.